A special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East will take place October 10th through 24th, 2010, and will carry the theme, The Catholic Church in the Middle East, Communion and Witness. The whole group of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI announced the Synod Assembly during a meeting at Castel Gandolfo with leaders of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land and the whole Mideast region in September of last year, during which the Holy Father addressed the desire of the bishops to have more contact with him, to strengthen the communion of their churches with Peter's successor, and together to examine, as necessary, themes of particular importance. During that meeting, the Holy Father also discussed Christian unity and dialogue with people who do not share the Christian faith, saying the ecumenical question is often connected to the interreligious question, and that in these two areas, the Church as a whole needs that experience of coexistence which the churches in the Middle East have been nurturing since the first Christian millennium.
Il testo ha tre capitoli.
On Tuesday at the press office of the Holy See, the secretary for the Synod of Bishops, Archbishop Nicholas Edorovich, laid out the three-part outline of the Synod Assembly's plan of work, which will address the state of the Catholic Church in the Middle East, ecclesial communion, and Christian witness in relation to other Christians, to Jews, and to Muslims.
Di fronte a questa situazione non facile in vari paesi,
Archbishop Edorovich also explained that the lineamenta, the outline, is being sent to participants together with a detailed questionnaire, and that the responses to the 32 questions will form the basis of the Instrumentum Laboris, the working document that will guide the Synod Fathers in their work. The Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East is scheduled for October of this year. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.